Kid, I don't know much about you, but that don't matter much, I guess. A few people told me stories about you, but I don't understand most of what they're saying, because some of the words they use and the way they tell it, most of it don't make no sense to me. But there's a couple things I do understand, things they seem to skim over. Maybe because it don't mean much to them, but it means a lot to me. Like not having a place to sleep except maybe in a stable or in a shed or some alley. I know what it's like too, when there ain't no room for you nowhere. And people kind of brush you off because you don't fit into what they figure you should be. And you're poor, just like me. They say you love everybody, no matter who they are or what they've done. Even me. I guess that's the part that's pretty hard to take. And the part I don't understand. Because you see, kid, I'm a doper and a thief. And sometimes when I want money bad enough, I'm a pusher and a hustler too. And if I ain't hustling or stealing, then I'm usually stoned. But I guess you know all about that. They tell me you know everything. But kid, how come you go around telling everybody you love me? I ain't never even talked to you before now. How come you go around doing that? Now I don't know why I came in here tonight. Maybe it was just to get out of the cold or to rip something off. I just don't know. And I don't know why I stayed back when everybody else split either. And why I'm standing here talking like a dummy to a little box with hay in it. Because churches make me nervous, and Christmas Eves make me feel all mixed up inside and kind of scared and lost. I just can't handle all this goodwill to men stuff. Because I've been around, and I know that people don't really care what happens to other people, and they sure don't care what happens to me. But why should they? I mean, they don't owe me nothing, and I don't owe them nothing. Oh, I've heard the big talk, but I don't see nobody backing up anything they're saying. Talk's cheap. Now, maybe I ain't too old, but I've been around long enough to know the score. The only person you're gonna be able to count on is yourself. You gotta look out for number one, man. I know that since I was a kid. Now it's that time of year again. Everyone's running around being nice to everyone else. What a joke. You don't see them doing it any other time of year. Oh yeah, they'll have their big turkey dinners and give out a lot of dumb presents. So what? Who needs it? Not me. I'm gonna get stoned and stay stoned till this whole mess is over, man. Now don't go looking at me like that. Lying there in your little manger. Don't go laying none of that love stuff on me. You've been on the streets and you know it ain't real. You know what it's like to be hungry all the time and what it's like to be dirty. And you know what it's like to have people spit on you and look at you like you're garbage, ignore you like you ain't human. I guess that's why I stayed back. To tell you that I know what it's like too. I don't know why I'm kneeling down in front of you like this, kid. Bawling like a stupid baby. I guess you're thinking I'm pretty dumb. But I can't help it, because, you see, I get this funny feeling in my gut that won't go away. It's eating at me and make me do stupid things. It's kind of like I was little again and somebody was holding me, looking out for me like I don't have to worry no more. It's crazy. But I just can't. Hey, Jesus, how come you want to love me? I ain't got nothing to give you. I ain't got no gold or nothing like them wise men had. All I got, all I own is here in my pocket. Look, I'll show you. A pack of smokes, a busted joint, and a diamond DA. Nothing that you'd ever use or want. The only other thing I got is me. And believe me, that ain't worth much. But then, I've been told that that's the only thing that really means something to you. They tell me that that's all you really want. Now that don't make no sense to me at all. Like I can't see why. When I ain't no good to the world or to myself or to nobody, but I just feel I want to lay something on you, kid, and if that's what's going to take, then I'll be willing at least to give it a try. Now, I know it ain't no easy road, and it sure ain't cool to be called no Jesus freak, especially in the places that I go, but I guess it ain't as tough as it was for you to be the Son of God. At least they won't go nailing me to a cross, and people's talking ain't going to hurt me too much. Because I've been called lots worse. But I was thinking that, you know, maybe if you could find the time, you could show me how to love, kind of like you do, and not hate like I do. Because I've been hating all my life. I ain't asking for an easy out. I just thought that there might be somebody you ain't been using too much, maybe that could point me in the right direction. Like I said before, I ain't much, but I'm all I've got. I guess it's time for me to go. I can see that guy that was talking about you tonight, back there looking at me. Probably thinks I'm gonna rip off your cradle. You don't look mad though. It almost looks like he's smiling. Maybe he'll give me enough for a coffee or something. Hey, kid, Jesus, do you really think you could love me? I mean, just the way I am right now? I don't know why, but I think that you do. Now, I'm not trying to be smart or nothing. It's just that I don't know how you could love me. Maybe that dude standing at the back knows. Maybe he can tell me. Anyway, I'm really glad I stayed. I guess I'll be seeing a lot of you now. Out on the streets, I mean. I guess you've always been there. I just never noticed before. Oh, I better get moving. I've taken up enough of your time. Like, I mean, it's your night and your day tomorrow and all that. But if you've got one or two of those angels hanging around not doing nothing, maybe you could, kind of let them tag along beside me till I get the feel of this. And you and me can get some time to talk. You know, it's really weird, because I feel kind of sad and happy all at the same time right now, and I I guess I'm a little nervous and sort of scared. I'm gonna leave the smokes and the joint and the DA here. I know they ain't no good to you, and it's kind of like leaving the old me here and like walking out with a new me. You know what I mean. Anyway, I guess it's time I got moving, you know? I ain't never felt like this before, and I really dig it. Maybe things are gonna start changing for me now if I let them. Yeah, maybe this time I'm really gonna get my act together. Well, so long for now, Jesus, and thanks for letting me talk to you. Oh, and Jesus, have a real happy birthday.
Child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap in sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch are keeping. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Such mean estate, where ox and ass are feeding, good Christian fear for sinners here, the silent word is pleading. This spear shall pierce him through, the cross be borne for me.
Who is this child, lying so quietly in an animal trough in the coolness of a stable? Who is this child who looks unblinkingly into the invisible distance of the future, to a lonely hill called Golgotha? His name is Jesus, and he is the Son of God. He lies exposed to the cruelty and indifference of this world, and yet he makes no sound and issues forth no complaint. He has left his throne in glory, his position and splendor, his majesty and honor, to be born into humble circumstances and to be welcomed by simple men of this earth who seek no favor but to gaze upon him. The distant drums call him to ridicule and accusations, to privation and loneliness, to a wooden tower raised above the gaze of men. He will be called an impostor, an anarchist, a deceiver, and a wastrel, and yet will not open his mouth to defend himself. He will lose his reputation and find nowhere in this world to lay his head. He shall know physical and mental anguish, and the agony of his spirit shall go unheard, save in the ears of God. His friends will betray him, deny him, and forsake him, and his gift of utter self-sacrifice shall go unnoticed in the spilling of his own blood. In his innocence, he will make no stand against his accusers. For 33 years he shall walk amongst men, sharing their burdens, seeking no honors and writing no books, loving the simple, telling the stories of love and of a place that is far greater than this world. From his humble origin, he shall walk a humble path, teaching humble men of the humility of God. destiny shall guide him from this tiny manger to that wooden cross. Misunderstood, unwanted for himself, unacceptable in our realms of confusion, he shall wind his way through degradation and shame, ridicule and weariness, forsaken and rejected by men. Who is this child? He is the Christ child, who will end his journey much as he begins it, unheralded and unwanted. But his is the victory, and his is the triumph. For by his sacrifice, man can know salvation, and by his stripes, man can be healed. Who is Jesus? He is a gift of God, given to a world in turmoil, unfettered in a manger beneath the shadow of a cross. Come, let us adore him.
So bring him incense, gold and myrrh, come peasant king to own him, the King of Kings salvation brings. Let loving hearts enthrone him. Raise, raise the song on high, the virgin sings her lullaby. Joy, joy, for Christ is born, the babe, the Son of Mary. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring in light, the babe, the Son of Mary, the babe, the Son. King of Kings, crowned with thorns and then nailed to a tree.
Son of God, come to show his love for you and me. No more dying, no more lost and lonely for the right, all the truth you show me can't go wrong. Jesus by my side.
I am a street person. I am 12, I am 20, I am 60 years old. I live on concrete fields and bask in the sunshine of neon. My pillow is of stone, and my fortune lies in broken promises. My daily bread comes from a needle, and alcohol soothes the pain within me. I dress myself with what others cast off, and I steal without guilt. You do not know me. I am alone in a sea of faces, and I bleed silently. I have forgotten how to cry, and violence nurses my deformity. In your unguarded moments, you brought me your Jesus. But then you took him home with you to clean sheets and roast beef dinners. You do not know me, and I do not believe you. I live in an artificial world, and I recognize plastic. I have heard your singing, but you have not heard my silence. I have seen your Bibles clutched in your minds, but your heart would not let them go. You speak of love, but I am mothered by hate. I am adopted. You are my real mother, but you do not know me. At night I cry, but you do not come to me, for my crib is beneath a bridge or in a parkade or hidden in some alley. My blanket is woven with artificial dreams, and I shiver in my aloneness. I am not innocent. I am guilty. I am crucified with my own thoughts and yours. My appearance turns you away and you are disgusted, but you're not alone. So am I. But you do not know this. Last night I woke up afraid, but you weren't there. The darkness of the streets engulfed me, but my adopted mother gave me drugs in a bottle and in smoke, and I slept without trembling. Each day I look for you on the horizon as a sheep might await a shepherd. But you do not come. Today, the real Jesus and I sat by his manger and we wept because you had not come. His hands were blistered with my tears and his feet were swollen with my fear. I am one of the least of these and I am lost. You have the 99. Have you not noticed I am missing? I wait for you. Please come soon. I am on the streets, hidden in the bowels of the city. My arms are punctured with waiting. My mind, though dull, seeks your recognition. please look for me. I live here. I am a street person.
From the mustard seed to you, have a very Merry Christmas.